Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1186, where we deliver the most intriguing trivia from the internet. Let's start with round number one. The category, festive offenses. Here comes the first question. In both 1953 and 2009, this celebratory day in France, which historically witnessed violence back in 1789, was the scene of riots. The answer is Bastille Day. Just as a note, Bastille Day commemorates the storming of the Bastille on July 14, 1789, a crucial event at the beginning of the French Revolution. Moving on to the second question. Following this war hero's inauguration in 1829, the White House was trashed amidst a crush of crowds. The answer is Andrew Jackson. Here is the third question. In 2019, Beijing celebrated 70 years of communist rule on National Day, but this administrative region saw protests turn ugly. The answer is Hong Kong. Now the fourth question. Overpriced water and arson marked this concert's reboot 30 years after the original event. The answer is Woodstock. Here's the fifth question. Netflix's documentary about this ill-conceived festival in the Bahamas is subtitled The Greatest Party That Never Happened. The answer is the Fyre Festival. Now let's move on to round two, the category, polyhymnia. Here is the first question. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Joan Baez sang this national hymn on a 1963 concert album. The answer is Battle Hymn of the Republic. Let's proceed to the second question. In the snow of far-off northern lands and in sunny tropic scenes is a line from the second part of this group's hymn. The answer is the Marine Corps. Now the third question. Originally referring to a Hindu Vedic hymn, this term now means a commonly repeated word or phrase. The answer is mantra. Here comes the fourth question. A processional is sung as clergy and laity enter a church. This type of hymn is sung as they leave. The answer is a recessional. Now the fifth question. Bade recorded the hymn in prose of this earliest known Anglo-Saxon Christian poet. The answer is Kedmon. Now we proceed to round three, the category four top men. Here's the first question. This band declined a $50,000 offer from Buick to use their song Light My Fire in a commercial. The answer is The Doors. The second question is coming up. This four-member band was running with the devil, but would not tolerate Brown Mandems, a detail specified in their concert contracts. The answer is Van Halen. Now the third question. This band had to bribe a train driver to sound his whistle, departing Waterloo Station for a track on their album, Quadrophenia. The answer is The Who. Here's the fourth question. Bob Geldof commented on this band's show-stopping performance at Live Aid. It was the perfect stage for Freddie. The answer is Queen. Here's the fifth question. This hard-rocking quartet teamed up with Lady Gaga at the 2017 Grammys to perform Moth Into Flame. The answer is Metallica. On to round four now, the category, working with a Beatle. Here is the first question. In a 1995 Pizza Hut ad, Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, and Davy Jones welcomed Ringo as the new drummer of this band. The answer is the Monkees. Here's the second question. Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, a 1971 number one hit, is credited to Paul McCartney and this woman. The answer is Linda Eastman, who is more commonly known as Linda McCartney. Now the third question. In 1997, Ringo said, "Baby, I love your way," and included this former Humble Pie member in the All-Star Band. The answer is Peter Frampton. Here comes the fourth question. Handle with care. This group, which included George Harrison, also featured Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and Bob Dylan. The answer is the Traveling Wilburys. The fifth question is up next. On Thanksgiving 1974, John Lennon joined this man at Madison Square Garden to perform Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The answer is Elton John. Finally, we've reached the last round, the category from movie to musical. Here's the first question. This musical, based on a 1933 film, is currently delighting audiences on the NYC thoroughfare that shares its name. The answer is 42nd Street. On to the second question. In a new musical based on a Billy Wilder film, Tony Curtis took on the Joe E. Brown role, not the Tony Curtis part. The answer is Some Like It Hot. Here's the third question. John C. Reilly took on a role in the 2002 musical based on this Ernest Borgnine film, a performance some might say he butchered. The answer is Marty. The fourth question is coming up. Inevitably, this 1962 classic film, featuring Bette Davis tormenting Joan Crawford, became a musical in 2002. The answer is Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Finally, the fifth question. Ilya Darling was a musical based on this foreign film about a woman who worked only from Monday through Saturday. The answer is Never on Sunday. Thank you for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for more fascinating trivia.